Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day, all those kind of things in beautiful downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Titletown, USA. Rocking the city streets.
I got to drink your coffee. You got good energy, Johnny. Oh, it's a great day. It is. It's beautiful out there. We got lots to do today. We got some awesome guests lined up today.
Yes, we do. All week we have some awesome guests lined up.
That is true. And next week.
Yeah, next week. Yes. First thing, okay, you called BS on me yesterday.
I do that pretty much every day, but what was it?
That I burnt my feet through my flip-flops in Phoenix, Arizona, back when my car got broken into, and I had to beg for money from people and yada yada, and then hitchhike.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I said my feet were scarred.
Yeah, you did.
Scarred for years.
Years.
Big story yesterday on the news. Paramedics in Phoenix are running all over town. People are getting second-degree burns from the sidewalks in Phoenix.
But they're wearing... are they barefoot? Because
no.
Then they kind of deserve it a little bit.
You couldn't walk 15 feet barefoot on the sidewalk in Phoenix right now.
Okay, so they're wearing shoes.
If we were there, we would do a contest, because I know I could walk further than you on that.
Did you walk across? Okay, that hot coals thing,
yeah.
Right? For the... It's mind over matter.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're telling me that it's so hot that even if you're wearing... Like shoes?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know what? We'll talk to somebody in Phoenix.
Okay.
We'll get a hold of somebody in Phoenix. How's that? Okay. It's a little early in Phoenix right now, but if anybody in Phoenix is listening, please give me a call. And what we want you to do is go outside at noon, at about 2 o'clock. That's when it's like ridiculous. At about 2 o'clock, go walk on the sidewalk, and we want to see if you get second-degree burns.
That is crazy, though. I mean, that heat. I mean, we talked a little bit. The low of 90 and were they at 15, 16?
19 days in a row, over 110. And it's supposed to get up to 130 today in Death Valley. 130.
Yeah, that's...
130. But let me just say one thing. So this heat that they're dealing with down there and the entire South, basically, think about being in Iraq, okay, or Afghanistan in the summer. You're wearing about 75 pounds of gear.
Right.
And you're going out on these kind of days. And the wind is blowing... But it's a hot wind. Like they always said, the best way to describe it is to take a blow dryer, put it on hot at high speed, aim it right at your face, and have somebody take handfuls of sand and throw it up in front of the blow dryer.
Yep.
And that's what it was like in Iraq. So those guys and women that were out there, incredible what they went through.
So the people in Phoenix, they got nothing to complain about.
What are you whining about?
Jeez, come on.
Exactly. Come on. Suck it
up.
Who in the heck do you think you are?
So much for somebody calling in to try to help us out.
Yeah, I know. But all I'm saying is Iraq, people don't realize how unbelievably hot it was in Iraq and what those guys went through.
So,
and women.
How is Phoenix Power Grid? Are they handling this?
They're handling it so far, they say.
Really?
You know, I've got a brother that lives in Tucson. I was going to talk to him. Yeah.
That's got to be...
Last week, he killed two snakes in his yard.
Yeah, I just...
My other buddy in Scottsdale, when I was visiting him, he had that huge rattlesnake under his pool cover in the garage.
Yeah, just that... I would be back here so quick.
Hello, Two Rivers!
I'll take it. Give me snow.
Yes.
I just... bugs, that heat. And
I know.
It's great, though. It is great in the winter, right? To go down to Phoenix, and that's beautiful. And the
spring training was just beyond belief. Right. Just phenomenal. Just unbelievable. And like I said, you know, we don't really have... I mean, once in a great while, we have a tornado. I mean, you know what I mean? But nothing like
Oklahoma.
Talking
about here?
Yeah, here.
Oh, we don't have tornadoes.
We don't have, you know,
we had one in St. Hazens, right? We had one?
Well, we've had official tornadoes, haven't we? Official, where a funnel cloud touches down. Official.
Well, I don't know about. I know we've had the tree. You know where I live, but across the street, and those are older trees. We had one.
Hang on. Do you have Jordan Lamer's phone number? Or is he still on paternity leave?
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I was over the other day. There's a new guy taking his place. He's from Rhode Island. Had a nice talk with him. He might not know though if we've ever had a tornado in Northeast Wisconsin.
No,
like an official. If anybody knows, here's our phone number. And now our phones are working, just so you know.
They are.
920 264-0606. We want to start encouraging that. We want to talk to you people. We've been talking to each other now for almost 3 weeks. Is it 3 or is it 4 weeks?
It's getting
It'll be the end
four.
Of three
it's,
weeks.
It is.
It'll be the end of 3 weeks.
It's getting old. It's getting old. We need to engage our listeners a little bit. Now,
264-0606. Right. Give us a call. We want to talk to you people out there. Phone lines are now working. We've got Jason manning the phones. Like a telethon thing. Jason's manning the phones. Hey, everybody. Did you ever work a telethon? I never did, but I always thought I'd be pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Because I can be sincere as...
You got it. But when they call in and...
You did the phones?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and I
did...
I worked at that telethon on Channel 2, and that was a lot of fun. They had that searing. He was...
Michael?
Yeah. And then Frank. And then, of course, all the cast from Channel 2.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, that was the biggest event of the winter up in Nagani, Marquette, was when it was the March of Dimes telethon, because they would bring up a couple of Packer players and a couple of Lions players. That was so huge. It was mind-boggling. And I'll never forget this true story. I called in one day. I said, I was so nervous. Said, I'm making a pledge, but could I talk to Willie Davis, please? And like, sure. And like, Mr. Davis, this is Willie Davis. And I just like, oh my God, I'm talking to lose. And I said, Mr. Davis, I just want you to know that I just pledged $3, one for each of the Packer games I've gone to. He's like, oh, that's outstanding, young man. You gonna be a football player? Why, I hope to, sir, hope to play for the Packers one day. Well, I hope you are, too. It's a great thing what you're doing. Oh, he was super. But I was scared to death talking to Willie Davis. But that was such a big thrill when those guys were there.
You've come a long way.
I know, very far.
That's, we talked a little bit that yesterday. Just what an impact. How old are you? Do you remember 7, 8, 9, 10?
I would have been 14.
Really? Like girls at 14. Whatever. All
maybe,
right.
Maybe 10.
Okay, let's get the story straight. I think 8, 9, 10. Sounds like
I remember I was so nervous I had to light up a cigarette. So.
You were 14 and you're like, pa, Mr. Davis.
Pa, I need a Marlboro. Go buy your own.
I think you're younger than 14.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anyway,
yes.
We talked about the impact that players can have, even when we had that.
Absolutely.
How important it is.
I don't know
if
they realize it.
Right. And I think.
In good ways and bad.
Right. And I think even some kids they've seen around you and they even look up to you. And I just think it's so important that. And they remember that stuff. It's amazing. You know, I don't know when you start remembering stuff, 5, 6, 7, but you can have quite an impact. And some of them who are rude can have the same impact.
No question
about
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
nice
I told
guy.
You that story about the time I got pulled over, right?
Oh, now what?
At Schwabbat on police? Didn't tell you that story?
No, I don't know. I used to listen, but yeah, go ahead. Tell it again.
So I was just, I made an illegal, not a legal left-hand turn, but I'm on Oneida. And you know how hard it is to make a left-hand turn right in front of the mall sometimes? So it may have turned red and I may, you know, may have just turned
just
like when I was halfway through. It may have turned
couple
red.
Couple seconds.
And next thing you know, I get pulled over, okay? And he checks my license. He goes, John Mino. I go, yeah, hey, how you doing? It's like, okay, I'm going to skate through this one, right? He goes, yeah. Hey, you broadcast live that one basketball game we did with the police and the Packers and everything. He goes, oh, yeah. Wasn't that great for charity? He goes, yeah. He said, I'm not really a basketball player, but they needed a guy, so I played. I said, oh, well, that's great. Really cool you did it for great cause. He goes, yeah. He said, boy, you really ripped me during that game. You pretty much embarrassed me. Talk about what a terrible basketball player I was, and where do they get these guys? And that was me. So that was you.
My girlfriend was there. And
Yeah, my family was there, and I'll be back. He comes back, and he says, here, I'm just going to give you a warning, because it was pretty close, but I got to tell you, I'd appreciate if you don't do that again.
So, see, you had an impact on somebody. Yes, you had an impact on someone.
Absolutely.
I always got a kick out of... some of these kids in Green Bay when I was mayor, but this kids' day thing, we'd have this lunch with kids, and it was a free lunch, and you know we'd get hundreds of kids to sit down, and I would say, look, you know, this is the city you live in, and we're glad you're here, and you're gonna grow up and maybe run the city, and I'd introduce them to the chief of police, the fire chief, and those kids were just like really looking up to those people, and it's so important that you're nice to them, because they're going to remember that. So we can all do that as adults,
no question.
Right? I mean, kids are kids. They're learning. They're impressionable, and I just think we have to.
Hey, talking about a weird thing, though, and talk about police. A good friend of mine used to be a police officer, Bill Galvin.
Oh yeah, he's an alderman.
Phenomenal. He's an alderman now. How about that bizarre story about that guy they call Uncle Fester, who's doing all that unbelievable illegal drugs and,
Johnny,
and chemicals?
I knocked on that guy's door campaigning. That guy
really?
Lives on. He leaves over. We talked about Clay Street, that neck of the woods.
Yeah,
yeah. That's I've been to that guy's. You know, just knocking
right,
on the door.
Right.
Yeah, weird dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, scary weird.
Yeah.
With the things he was producing.
Yeah.
Right here in Green Bay.
Right. And yes.
Wow. Wow. That's like one of those stories you read about, you know, some suburb of Chicago and, you know, something like that. But right here on.
Or like.
On Baird Street.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like Mississippi or something. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah, you think this
why
guy's
Mississippi?
Like,
where? I've never thought about that for Mississippi. I don't know.
I don't Mississippi.
No,
John.
I don't just Mississippi.
I'm talking about backwoods. Like,
okay.
Like Unabomber.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What I meant.
Well, okay. Like, he was Colorado or whatever, but that's fine.
Okay.
Went to the University of Michigan, but that's hard to. Who committed suicide last week.
That dude was pretty smart.
Yeah, he was. He's brilliant.
What I was talking about, that's the kind of guy you would think is not like living in.
Yeah. I got you.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Gotcha.
And nothing against
total middle class, nice.
Right.
Everybody keeps up their homes type thing.
Right.
You're right.
So
right. Mississippi would be, if it was like crystal meth, if it was like, you know, they found this crystal meth type stuff in the backwoods of Mississippi, that I could see.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Anyway, the guy is, he was a weird guy when I talked to him. Just awkward.
Yeah.
Not like dangerous weird, just awkward weird. You know,
I heard he had your signs in his yard. Is that true? Yes or no?
I don't know if they're
already campaigned for you. Is that true? Yes or no?
He didn't campaign
just
for
yes
me.
Or no?
I don't know.
Did I tell you that story about the guy in the UP they figured was on meth? 3 o'clock in the morning, broke into this guy. He's 84 years old, I think, lived by himself, kind of out of town, broke into his cabin with a big knife going after the 84-year-old guy in the UP.
Wow.
True story. True story. It's on national news.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And the 84-year-old guy just picked up his chainsaw, fired it up, and went after the guy and chased him out. Only in the UP, two things. Only in the UP would you have a chainsaw near your bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, honey, want to go in the bedroom and get the chainsaw?
And you got it fired up, and you just rip. You know what the best part is, though? I've used chainsaws. I could never get them started on, like, the first 10 pulls.
It can't be going through the.
And you do the choke. You know? hang on 1 second there, young
he'd
fella.
He'd be going through your wallet.
I'd be calling my brother. How do you get this damn thing started?
That's an awesome story.
That would be me.
Let's get that guy on.
All right.
We're going to be right back with Ashley.
Alice of Dairyland. We got John Nordgaard coming on at 7. A remarkable story about his time in Vietnam and what happened afterwards. A lot of stuff going on. Mind on the Mayor right here on WGBW 97.9 FM. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a gorgeous Wednesday morning, downtown Green Bay, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
Very special guest.
Very special guest. And I just want to see when I put another thing on my Facebook because people have been struggling somewhat at getting the live stream. So what you can do is go to https://wgbw.fm/. Thank you, Jason, for that. Thank you very much.
Sounds confusing, but
you know, it's
okay.
Always, here's one thing. In all my career in radio, listeners always know more than I do on how to listen.
Well, I would think that's probably your whole career. Most people.
In general. The technical part of how to find. Right. I'm never good at that. I'll be honest with
Johnny's
you.
Johnny's pretty much yellow legal pad, but we do have phones on our desk and computers. It looks professional. We don't know what we're doing.
Exactly.
But we do know what we're doing now because we have a great, great guest. I reached out to Ashley. The Wisconsin industries, you know, when you think of Wisconsin, I don't know what you all think of when it comes to industries, everybody Packers, but Dairyland, just the whole economic impact of what we produce here, the jobs, the economic impact it has, not just in Wisconsin, but throughout this country. And every year there's a contest to have a Miss Dairyland, not Wonderland, Johnny. She's not 7 and a half or 7 years old, however old Alice in Wonderland was. You read that?
No, I never saw that one.
I don't even think that's a movie. It's a book that every kid reads.
I never saw any of the classic. I never saw like Dr. Doolittle, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins, all those movies when they were a kid.
Nagani.
You know why? This isn't a true story. This is how cheap I was or whatever.
We have a guest.
I know.
Ahead.
But it was normally 35 cents to get in to see some of those, and then they raised it to 50 cents.
That knocked the miners out.
I couldn't buy, you know what, 50 cents, man, that's 100 night crawlers.
I was going to say that would be, yeah. Wow. So. Okay, anyway, Ashley. Ashley, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello,
thank you. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, this is great. You do thousands of media appearances and events.
Well, give her half a title. She didn't give her title. You got cut off.
Well, no,
give her a title. Because you start talking about Alice in Wonderland and yada, yada, yada. You never said her official title.
Did I say Alice in Dairyland?
No.
If I didn't, this is Alice in Dairyland, who is a spokesperson, travels thousands of miles every year promoting the whole Dairyland industry. You know, Ashley, I was thinking, this is a pretty good launch pad for governor. So I love politics. We'll talk about that offline.
Okay, yesterday. You had our guest. You wanted her to run for mayor.
Right. She's great.
Now you jump right over this to...
Okay. To governor.
Yes.
Anyway, Ashley, how are you doing? How's everything going?
I am doing so well. And just first off, thank you both for having me on this morning. And I am the 76th Alice in Dairyland. My name is Ashley Hagenow. And throughout the next year, as we discussed, I will travel the state of Wisconsin promoting our state's $104.8 billion agricultural industry. So as we talked, how important agriculture is to the state of Wisconsin. It is a huge economic activity generator, and it produces a lot of jobs for the state of Wisconsin. And I have the honor of talking about all of agriculture here in Wisconsin. We produce a lot of different unique commodities, not just dairy products, even though we are known as America's Dairyland, but we are the number one producers of ginseng and cranberries and other products that not only are recognized here in Wisconsin and nationally, but also internationally as well. So Wisconsin, it's a pretty special place for a lot of different reasons.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, when I saw we travel 30, 40,000 miles, and that's just our state that your response that you talk to, who do you talk to? I mean, who are the groups? And I know you do a lot of media appearances, because actually when I saw you and called you, and then you're like, well, I'm so busy next week, I don't know that I can come up. And I really wanted you to, like I told you on the phone, I wanted you to come to be in studio so you could bring samples. Because Johnny and I, you know, we love being tasting things. But anyway, you're going to come up in the studio someday. But you...
We will make it happen. But right. Some of the folks that I talked to, even in my first few days on the job, I have traveled to different county fairs in the state of Wisconsin, more local events, just talking to community members, talking to consumers, talking to local farmers and businesses in the areas that I'm traveling to. And whether it's having really great conversations with stories that people that have been involved in agriculture for so many years, or it's people who maybe don't have a lot of exposure to agriculture, have never maybe been on a farm, but everyone has to eat a couple times a day, right? So we're all connected to agriculture.
Right.
And what's so unique about the ALICE program is that ALICE serves as a connection point to all of agriculture and to all of the people in the state of Wisconsin. So you get to touch hopefully a lot of lives and get to hear a lot of different stories, which is really an exciting part of the job.
Did you grow up on a farm?
So I did not grow up on a farm, actually. I grew up about 30 minutes north of Madison, and we had more of a hobby farm. We had a few horses, a few rabbits that we showed through 4-H projects. We have a few barn kittens now, and we also have about 35 acres of cropland that we rent out to a local farmer. But my dad actually grew up close to Green Bay on a dairy farm. They milked about 40 to 50 cows in a tie stall barn. And then he and my mom met at college, and they ended up closer to Madison. But I am so thankful for my experiences growing up in agriculture and knowing a lot of local farmers and their help and support in my journey in agriculture.
Oh, yeah, you grew up in a farm family, and you know the whole routine. What town was your dad from?
So he went to Reidsville High School.
Oh, my gosh, Reidsville.
Green Bay at all.
Panthers, absolutely. Absolutely. That's right around Jim's stomp, a town of Manitowoc, Reidsville.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. Yes. Manitowoc County.
Those guys are tough. Yeah, they – say – So I guess that's the connection, but you went to the U, right? Minnesota?
I did go to the University of Minnesota, yes. Graduated with a degree in agricultural communication and marketing just this past spring.
I didn't know they had that degree, which I guess what that does is it puts you out in the media promoting the dairy industry, right? What do you study in that field, right? Agriculture?
Yeah,
go ahead.
A little bit of everything. So I was taking classes focused on animal science, a little bit of agricultural business, but then in my core classes to complete my major program, we took classes ranging from building websites and photography and videography to creating podcasts and building different media campaigns and graphic design and journalism. And all of those classes and all of the other extracurriculars I was involved with and internships truly was able to grant me some life skills and some technical skills and also interpersonal skills that I have already been applying to the role of Alice in Fairyland.
Awesome. Perfect person for the job.
It's been a really fun ride.
I want you to hang on. I got some more questions I want to talk to you about, like what you're learning and what your goals are. But we got a break coming up right now. Can you stick around?
Oh, of course.
All right.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. And go to my Facebook to learn how to listen online because I've messed it up like
Johnny
four
can't
times.
Explain it,
I can't explain it. But thank God for my listeners because they do.
And, we appreciate the comments we're getting back from you guys for listening. And we're just building our listening audience. But we have quite a reach, right? We told you that. We're on a couple towers.
But again, if you're heading south, like from Denmark south, switch to AM.
Really?
Ted Stefaniak told me that yesterday. He was listening on the way down to Two Rivers. We were at Two Rivers High School yesterday.
Yeah,
we shot our special for Sports Showdown for high school football with our schedule. We're doing a reveal show that's going to be coming up in a week or so. But anyway, we're talking with Alice in Dairyland.
Right. Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello again.
Oh, good. I was hoping you stayed through the break because it wasn't
course.
Going real well that first part.
Ashley,
we'll
ask a quick question. Can I ask a quick question? You mentioned 4-H. Were you in 4-H?
I was. I was very actively involved in 4-H and FFA growing up as soon as I could start as a clover bud. So it was such a fun journey growing up in those organizations.
What did you show?
So I showed dairy cattle.
Okay.
I showed horses.
Oh.
I showed
cool.
rabbits. And cool. one year I even showed cats, which was really fun. And we just had so much fun as a family. And then I also had various exhibits such as photography and some different cooking projects and even exhibited vegetables a few years.
Wait a minute.
Made the most of it.
You showed cats?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't know they were part of that.
Yeah.
I never saw the...
cats around a farm are more for like, you know, keeping mice away and things.
serve many purposes.
Oh.
Because I always saw the rabbits in those cages, and that was always cool, like those white ones with those red eyes.
Yeah.
Those are always cool rabbits. So, and horses. Tell me about your horses. I love horses.
Yeah, you're big time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about big time, but I loved horses growing up from a very young age. And so my parents actually, we have two horses in the family that they're almost 30 years old.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And they're still at my parents' house. So they've been a part of the family for a really long time. And then I was able to lease a few different horses throughout the years. And then about 7 years ago, my family, we purchased more of a show horse for me. Her name is Daisy. And her and I had so much fun kind of growing up together, learning together. And I exhibited her not only in 4-H, but at different open shows and different breed shows in Wisconsin and a few other states. And it was just such a great way to grow up when you're in 4-H and FFA and you can learn some of those really important life skills at a young age that apply to so many aspects of life later on as well.
When you did the horse things, did they have a special category for the different horses and like Arabian or such and such, and then all the way down to like Shetland ponies? Did they have Shetland ponies?
A little bit.
Yes.
Depending on where you were showing, you'd have a lot of different breeds all in one place, especially at those more 4-H or open shows. And the horse that I showed extensively, Daisy, she was a Paint and Pinto. So we would also go to those breed shows where it's a lot of similarly marked horses that look similar because it's all breed shows, but wherever you went there was good diversity of different horse species and whatnot and horse breeds that it was so much fun to meet everyone and get to see the different types of horses at those shows.
And weren't those Shetland ponies like awesome?
Jim had a Shetland pony growing up.
Ashley, that's why he's kind of teasing me.
I did.
His name was Star because he had an awesome star on his forehead.
He had a Shetland pony.
Shetland pony.
Took him for swim lessons.
So fun.
No, I didn't. No, he
right.
Okay.
So
can horses swim? Ashley, can horses swim?
Of course they can.
They can, yes.
Okay.
You can take them like trail riding through the river. They'll take good care of you.
Right. Do you have to teach them how to swim?
No, horses.
I think it might take a little bit because some horses can get a little bit nervous around certain things, but once they know what it's all about, they tend to get pretty comfortable with it.
So, just so you know, Ashley, my own sensitivity to teaching, and some, and only 50% of animals really know how to swim. The other ones have to learn
how to
swim.
Where did you get that from? Where did you come up with that statistic?
The expert that you brought in.
No, he said primates.
No,
can't really
I don't
swim.
Think so. We'll play the tape. We'll go to the tape after the show. But anyway, Ashley, Johnny's answer is throw him off the dock. That's what he said about my dog.
Well, we had hunting dogs. That's how we taught him how to swim.
Yeah, well, that's
and they swam phenomenally well.
Nagani. Whatever. Anyway, back to Ashley. So you do the county fairs, right? Obviously, you're
okay. I have to ask you a quick question. I'm going to interrupt him one more time. Last time I'm going to interrupt him.
Oh, right.
Is there anything better than county fair French fries?
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, the only other thing would be ice cream because it's National Ice Cream Month right now, but you can't go wrong with any foods you get at a county fair or a district fair or our state fair. Like, they're all so good.
You can show up completely full and you walk into the gates and it's like, I'm hungry because this stuff smells so good.
It is anything on a stick. Yep. But that, it is ice cream month. Another reason I wanted you in studio, but that's okay. You're going to make up for it when you come in to see us next time. Hey, so Ashley,
I'll have samples.
Thank you.
The county fairs you do, and do you do the breakfast on the farms as well? Is that you?
Yeah. So next year, especially around the time of National Dairy Month, which takes place in June, I will have the opportunity to travel all across the state of Wisconsin during June, attending different Dairy Month events, whether it's breakfast on the farm or other events related to the dairy industry. So those sometimes happen at different spots throughout the year, but especially in June, it is so exciting to get out to different farms, meet the farmers and their families, see the great work they're doing, and for the ability to be able to host quite a few people on their farms to talk about agriculture, to talk about dairy, is definitely a highlight each year that former Allison Dairylands have participated in, and I'm definitely looking forward to next summer already.
Yeah, Ashley, Johnny and I have worked a number of breakfasts on the farms. He, because he's this legendary sports or media guy. Because I was the mayor. And
you sure about that?
Isn't that what the intro says?
That's just what the PR person
said.
Never had anybody on the street say it.
And we're paying her very well.
Yeah.
But that is a great venue to connect the youth with how important this is and where your food comes from. And then as a city guy, it was the economic impact. Like, we're here on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and we have an awesome studio, but right across the street from us is Schreiber Cheese, you know, and, you know, they employ hundreds of people. They do billions of dollars of business, and it's all because we're here in Wisconsin in the dairy land. So I think people need to be reminded of that. And where their food comes from and just how important that is. I mean, you said it's over $100 billion industry. I mean, that's unbelievable. $104 billion.
Oh, yeah. Agriculture is a huge economic driver here in the state of Wisconsin. And the dairy industry alone is about a $45.6 billion industry here in the state of Wisconsin. So especially once you talk about National Dairy Month and all that the dairy industry contributes to Wisconsin, whether it's jobs and products and just the stories of Wisconsin dairy, it's really cool to see how that really shapes our state. And as we talk about breakfast on the farm and different ways to get on the farm, it is so cool, especially for people who might not have as many connections to agriculture, to see in person what all takes place on a farm. And as you mentioned, how our food is produced and those direct connections to agriculture are so incredibly important.
Jim, can you think of me at a worse job than being a farmer?
No, that would be very dangerous.
That'd be bad for everybody concerned.
John,
cows would be wandering all over the place.
We're so happy when he just gets to his desk.
Please milk me. Please milk me. That's how I forgot. I slept in. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Do I have to do it every day? You know what I mean?
Every day.
Twice a day. It has its challenges, and it's lots of hard work. It's also one of the most rewarding jobs, and definitely is so important to the state of Wisconsin to produce those high-quality products we've talked about and to serve as educational opportunities for consumers. So very thankful for our state's farmers and processors.
Right. I'm going to a family reunion this weekend.
Wait a minute. You're going to a family? Didn't you just have a family reunion?
I did, but that was my
Sunday?
Side. That was my side. Okay. I'm going to my wife's side.
Alice, for a major prize package, within 50, how many cousins did he have show up at his get-together on Saturday in Two Rivers, Wisconsin? Within 50, God. Major prize package from us.
How many
cousins?
Let's give her a little. That's a tough question. My dad was the baby of 17.
And you're the baby of 11.
Okay. Not the baby. I'm the fourth oldest.
Mom's the baby.
And the smartest. Yeah. So three of them were priests. But So first cousins, and then they, of course, had kids too. But we have a family reunion, but I want to talk about my wife's family.
300, Alice.
It was 300.
I mean,
can
Ashley.
You believe that?
300.
Oh, my gosh.
300,
yeah. I was going to guess like 50.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Right? That's what most people
exactly.
guess.
Exactly.
So anyway, our reunion, my wife is from Loyal, and that there's farms out there. And we are actually family reunion on her side of the family, the Hosley's Degenharts, is on a farm.
Huh.
I'm excited
nice.
About it.
I absolutely. They I have theirs. Awesome.
They
I
have,
love farms.
They have theirs every 5 years.
I would like to live in a barn. Actually, you know what I'd like to do for an.
I've been to your place.
You know what I'd like to do? Ashley, is this pot? You know what I'd like? I'd like to buy an old farm and convert the barn barn really cool. Because I've got some really great friends. They've converted their barns to like wedding reception
that
places.
That is cool.
That
yeah.
is really cool.
That is cool.
Good friend of mine has one up in Door County that's magnificent. But then I would like to live in a silo. I'd like to build a little apartment
there's
upstairs
others,
of a silo.
There's some other people that wouldn't mind you
yeah.
living in a silo.
That's one of my dreams, is to convert a silo into a place where you would live. Wouldn't that be cool?
Okay, that does sound really cool. Very unique and very cool.
Yeah thank,
is,
you.
Is this,
thank you.
I'm feeling an analogy to the Unabomber, but we'll go back to Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, one more quick question for you that I have. Did you have to sell any of the things you showed?
No, I never sold any of my livestock in the sale. They were not able to be in any of the auctions, but definitely on the dairy side of things, each year where I showed in Columbia County, we would head to the state fair where we exhibited our dairy cattle as well. So at our county fair and at a few community fairs that we exhibited at, we could auction off baskets that we would put together with a lot of different Wisconsin products that folks could enjoy. And those proceeds then went to offset some of the state fair costs that we would incur when we were down showing at the Wisconsin State Fair. So that was always such a rewarding experience, and we were always so thankful for the support of community members and local businesses right. that helped us be able to show at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Because the reason I asked that is because one time this young girl I interviewed, and she had a lamb. She showed her lamb.
Oh.
And then somebody buys it, and it's like,
I know.
And I said, how is that? And he says, well, for the first couple of years, it was very, very difficult, and I cried. But after that, I just said, well, Sammy, or whatever your name is, you're going to be my new school clothes and a stereo. So I was like,
no, and it does, thankfully. And come to think of it, though, I did a few years. We did have some more meat animal rabbits that we showed, as I mentioned. So those were sometimes able to go in the animal auction with proceeds that helped to offset some of our
Hasen
other project costs.
Right.
But it's so important, those auctions. Not only do they help to support youth, 4-H and FFA members, but also the local community. So those are a tradition, right, at county fairs and other fairs across the state of Wisconsin. And it's always so cool to see the support of local businesses and the community come out and support you.
Have you eaten rabbit?
Hasen Pfeffer? Of course
she has. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Everybody has.
Rabbit's
it is.
Phenomenal.
It's really good.
My dogs were great rabbit hunters. And you know what? If that rabbit jumps in the water, my dogs would track him down right through the water. It swims so fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Ashley's still on the line. Ashley, hey, so you're a promoter, right? I mean, you speak very highly of the industry and how great it is. But any challenges that the dairy industry is facing right now in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and you know, there's always some challenges with different milk prices that ebb and flow. And of course, with natural resources and weather right now is a huge concern with much of our state experiencing drought. But thankfully, a lot of the challenges that we experience come and go. So there's always bright spots in agriculture as well as challenges. But we're so thankful to the agricultural community here in Wisconsin for its true resiliency and for the hardworking men and women who make up the industry. And even in face of some of those challenges, they always have something positive as well to share. So that's what's really special about agriculture is the people and the morale, especially even in times of challenge, that they're able to remain positive. And there's always bright spots within agriculture.
That's awesome.
Sure.
Hey, Ashley, if you know of anybody that's tearing down an old barn, would you let me know? I collect old barn. What? I collect old barn wood, okay, and I make stuff out of it. And another thing, you want to know something that's getting really valuable these days? Is the old, for the big barn doors, the old metal runners. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For the wheels.
They slide along?
The slide alongs.
Why?
Yeah. They're they're huge collector items.
Why?
People in like Chicago will buy those and put them in their houses and display them, or they'll build their own, or they'll have barn doors built and they'll use those. Those are worth about $150 a piece a lot of times. Those things are.
Oh,
I shouldn't say that.
Ashley, I think you have higher priorities, but you know.
Ashley, if you have any of those things lying around at your family farm, would you let me know?
Sounds
when you travel around the state and you go to these different places, say, hey, Do you really need that old barn? I got a buddy that would like that.
You stub your toe on something, but
no, hey, is actually, anybody living in that silo? I got a guy.
And I'll help him move into the silo. But
thank
so
you.
So Ashley, let's talk about, well, we got to go to break in just a couple seconds. But when you come back, I want to talk about some of the things you have planned for the next few weeks, few months. I know you do a lot of schools and what your message is and what your goals are as Wisconsin's Allison Dairyland. So can you stick around one more segment?
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes here. You're listening to WGBW 97.9 FM. 1590 AM.
Had to look at the window, didn't you?
Wore the Taco
Green. You
still don't
have it.
I know. I don't want
to. Wow, disappointing. Here on a Wednesday morning, WGBW downtown Green Bay, rocking the city streets, rocking the city deck landing. Mino and the Mayor,
650.
We're here with Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenau from your hometown is Poinette. Is that right?
It is Poinette, Wisconsin. Yep.
That's a great place to be.
Where's it?
It is.
Just
like
north of Madison,
so.
Right?
Yeah, only about 30-ish minutes north of Madison.
Yeah, you got to get out of town, Jeff.
I do.
I know you're the mayor, Green Bay. You know, it could be like with Rudy Giuliani, you know, America's mayor. You could be like Wisconsin's mayor. Travel around.
I gotta get up.
Think about it.
So Ashley, you're the promoter. It's a 1 year, I would say the word gig, but it's a 1 year obligation that you have to go and promote the dairy industry throughout the state of Wisconsin, right?
It is, yes. So I am an employee now through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And I officially started on Wednesday, July 5th, and I will serve the next year until about this same time next year when I will pass the torch to the 77th Alice in Dairyland. But all throughout the next year, I will travel across the state of Wisconsin promoting our state's diverse agricultural industry. And so excited for what's ahead and so thankful for the experiences I've already had in the first few days on the job.
That's awesome.
You know what I'd like to have? You know what I've never had at a carnival? Or not a carnival, at a fair? Hey, Ashley, have you ever had fried Snickers bar on a stick?
That one I haven't tried yet.
Yeah,
no.
Deep fried Snickers bar on a stick is something I've always wanted to try.
Ashley,
when you visit us in studio, would you bring us some of those?
No, let's visit Ashley. Ashley, you're going to be up here at our county fair in August, aren't you? Will you?
There might be a chance, yes. I'll have to check the schedule, but definitely there's lots of opportunities to get to all different county fairs and different events in Wisconsin.
Shoot us an email. And maybe if you're going to be here, then we'll get you in studio. But, hey, so you have these,
perfect.
I don't know, I don't want to say corporate goals, but you have industry goals. Personal goals with your next year? Anything you, do you have your own special, you know, like how people become Miss America and then they pick like a subject matter? Is there, do you
world
have some,
peace.
Right. And do you have peace between the animals, the fox and the...
Teach all animals how to swim.
Anyway, back to you, Ashley. Do you have, what are your personal goals for the next year?
Gosh, I think personally and professionally, it kind of goes one in the same. It's just connecting with as many people as I can in the next year as Alice in Dairyland. And whether it's people who have been involved in the industry their whole life, hearing their stories and being able to share those stories, mm-hmm. or connecting with people who might have never heard of the Alice in Dairyland program or are not as connected to the industry of agriculture, I want to be able to connect and touch all of those lives here in Wisconsin and also beyond. There's been some opportunities in the past to travel to a few states surrounding Wisconsin, and I hope to continue to increase engagement with the Alice in Dairyland program and with Wisconsin agriculture, even outside of Wisconsin in the next year. So those are just a few goals that come to mind that I thought about and talked about with some of my colleagues, but those are some things that immediately come to mind.
Do you ride around in a special like Dairyland car?
I
do have a vehicle. His name is Colonel. Oh. And what's special about Colonel is that he is powered by unleaded 88 fuel. So that comes from ethanol here in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And with our corn producers in Wisconsin, about 37% of the corn that is grown in Wisconsin goes into ethanol production. So Throughout the next year and already, Colonel has been my trusty travel companion across the state of Wisconsin. He is a Ford Explorer. He's a flex fuel vehicle. And if you see me driving around Wisconsin, he has cobs of corn on the sides, and he also has the Alice in Dairyland logo. So great,
really?
Trusty travel companion.
Well, the reason I asked that, you know, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Right, okay. Right.
But then when I was at the hotel in Fond du Lac last week, in the parking lot right next to me was a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup company car.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. And, but can you imagine how many times that poor person, hey, you got any samples? Hey, you got a giveaway? Hey, you giving away anything?
Or worse, people like you coming out of the bar, sucking on it, you know? And yeah, okay. Yeah,
what?
The car. The like you thought it was something to eat. Hey, Alice, Alice.
I apologize, Alice.
Ashley, I'm sorry. So, Ashley, where do you get your fuel then? I mean, if you're driving from Madison here and you're, this is like ethanol. This is stuff that you can buy anywhere. Tell me more about the fuel on that kernel.
Yeah. So I typically stop at Quick Trips all across the state of Wisconsin, as we have so many of them. And they typically offer unleaded 88 as well as a few other gas stations in the state of Wisconsin. But it's so much fun to go to gas stations so far and have people even come up to you and ask a few questions about what's on my car and a little bit more about the Alice in Dairyland program. So even then, that's where some connection can take place on behalf of Wisconsin's agricultural industry.
When you go to Quick Trip, what's your go-to snack? Just relax.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Dollar cheeseburger? If I'm going for like a meal, I definitely like the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes.
That is
Otherwise,
good.
Otherwise, you can't go wrong with any of the cheese sticks that they have. Or
the Angus.
I always love their chocolate milk.
You have the Angus cheeseburger? Man. That's fantastic.
All right.
And I've had it in the past, but not recently.
Oh, they're good. Let me tell you something. You get that and one of those glass bottles of chocolate milk, you're in heaven. I'm serious.
You can't go wrong.
Is there anything better in this world than chocolate milk in a glass bottle?
That's up
not,
there.
There's not too many things.
No.
Milk tastes so good.
Hey, Ashley, tell me about the future of the industry, but especially the youth. Are they getting engaged? I mean, there's not as many farms. A lot of people are living in the city. And are the youth getting engaged in this? I mean, you have a very interesting degree background in agriculture and communications. How are we doing with 4-H's? How are we doing with, engaging the youth into this industry?
Great question. I think the future of agriculture is very bright, and that's because of the many different ways that I've witnessed youth become involved in agriculture or stay engaged with the industry. So as I mentioned, some of those youth organizations like 4-H and FFA really set youth up for success and really expose all of us as the younger generation to what is available in agriculture, whether it's different careers, different leadership opportunities, or just what's out there and how agriculture is involved in a lot of other different industries as well. And here in Wisconsin, every 1 in 9 jobs is connected to agriculture in some way. So definitely learning about that when you're younger and seeing the different ways you can get involved in the industry, whether it's working directly on the farm or working in the industry, working in kind of what I'm doing right now in education and public relations or on the research and science side of things or in the food industry. And that's just covering the surface level of what is all available within agricultural careers and the agricultural industry in general. Even this week, I am at Farm Technology Days here in Baraboo, Wisconsin. And Farm Technology Days is really focused on some of the past of agriculture and the history of the industry, as well as the present and the future with different technologies on display and new and exciting innovations. And so I've seen a lot of youth already on the ground this week getting to learn about agriculture, getting to learn about all that Wisconsin agriculture has to offer. And just some of those few encounters so far, really, the future is truly bright in agriculture here in Wisconsin and beyond.
Man, we got the right person with you promoting the industry. Ashley Haganaw, Miss Dairyland.
Alice sounds pretty good, though.
It does. I'm sorry. I know it's Ashley. I'm not the first person I think that did that.
What kind of a name is Haganaw? Is that German?
It is German. Yes.
All right. We are glad you are Alice in Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin, just starting your 1-year career. And like I opened the show with, you ought to be governor someday.